Was the Oregon Trail really that bad in real life? It makes my worst days look easy.
I agree. Can you imagine having such a hard time living back then? Have you ever played the game Oregon Trail? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Have you ever had one of those days when everything seems to go wrong? Maybe your pet got sick, a friend got hurt, or maybe something really scary happened. Life can be tough sometimes. But Jesus made us a promise in Matthew 28:20. He said, "I am with you always," and always means always, when you're happy, sad, or even scared. He loves you so much that he died for you, and he promises to never leave you. And now our story, it's entitled, The Oregon Trail. "Mom, this game is impossible," Heidi complained as she glared at the computer screen. Mom looked over, then laughed. "I played that when I was younger, and you're right, it's very hard. That's how life was for people who took the Oregon Trail out west over 100 years ago. Heidi frowned. "Really? They had to leave food behind and kept getting holes in their wagon, and they got sick every day?" "I'm not sure how often they got sick, but they didn't have doctors like we do, and they didn't always have anything to help with sickness or injuries. Wagons weren't the best protection from the weather, and I'm sure their wagons got holes sometimes. That was the way of life." Heidi looked incredulously at the computer. "I like being here, where life is normal. Bad stuff doesn't happen every day." "It doesn't? I thought you said you had a classmate who lost their grandma yesterday. And the day before that, you told me there was a kid on the playground whose parents are getting divorced. Aren't those bad things?" Heidi was quiet. "I guess, but it doesn't seem the same." Mom walked over to a shelf and pulled down a photo. She handed it to Heidi. "I was only 8, your age, when my mom died. It was a very, very bad thing that still makes me feel sad sometimes. And you broke your arm last year. Wasn't that hard? It wasn't life-threatening, but you couldn't write and had a hard time doing normal things like eating and brushing your teeth." "Oh, yeah. I guess that really was bad when I had the cast." "There will always be bad things happening in our sinful world, but there's someone who will be with us through each of them," Mom reminded Heidi. Heidi's eyes lit up. "Jesus! When I believed that he died and rose again to save me and trusted him as my Savior, he sent the Holy Spirit to live in my heart. I did that right after I broke my arm." "Exactly," said Mom. "God is with you no matter what things happen, bad or good. He loves you and promises to be with you always." Well, how about you? Have you had bad things happen to you? We live in a sinful world where bad things happen, but we don't have to go through them alone. Jesus loves us so much he died for us, and he promises to be with us all the time, through bad things and good. One day he'll get rid of sin forever, and bad things won't happen anymore. But until then, trust him to help you through life's difficulties and to be with you always. Our key verse is Matthew 28:20.
"And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
And our key thought for today, God is with us always. Hey, this Christmas season, make the Countdown to Christmas with Zach podcast part of your family's Advent tradition. Each day you'll hear a fun story that helps you focus on Jesus and what his birth means for you. After you listen, download the free discussion guide to talk through the story with your family. It's a great way to grow closer to God and to each other as Christmas gets closer. So don't miss it. Ask your grown-up to follow Countdown to Christmas with Zach on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.